And now, the life of Mary Southern. In his cell in the state penitentiary, Mary's husband, Max Sanders, eagerly reads a letter from Mary, cherishing every word as he slowly studies the closely written page.
Max, dearest, I promised you when you went away that your absence wasn't going to take you out of our lives, and that everything that happened here would be told to you every day in my letter. It's about 11 o'clock at night now, and you can imagine the fire beginning to go out in the fireplace. Yeah, sure, you can imagine. Doc Benson stopped in for a few minutes about 3 hours ago, but let's start at the beginning. Yeah, that's a good place to start. I wrote you last night about Laura Barton coming to stay with Danny and Phyllis to take care of Phyllis and the baby. She's so anxious to be helpful. Daddy didn't know anything about it, so this morning I went over to the hotel to talk to Daddy. He wasn't at the desk, so I rang the bell a few times, shouting for service, the way we always do.
Danny! Danny Stafford! Front here, service!
Oh, all right. Don't rush me. Oh, hello, Mary. What do you know it's good?
Well, what do you know first?
Yeah, you want to have a try at talking about the weather?
No. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Danny yet?
Him? He's home in bed pounding his ear. Why, what's Danny got to peddle?
Oh, Danny hasn't told you anything.
Told me? Told me what? What's happened now?
Laura Barton's coming to live with Danny and Phyllis.
Well, that's nice to... Laura's a nice girl, but coming to live with Danny and Phyllis, why?
Why not? Phyllis needs regular massages and treatment if she's ever to get out of that wheelchair. There ought to be someone to get up at night if the baby's crying. Phyllis surely can't, and you know how Danny sleeps. Laura can be a lot of help around the place. She can even hasten Phyllis' recovery. Now, why shouldn't she come?
Oh, I don't say she shouldn't. I didn't say that at all.
Well, what do you think?
Well, Laura's a pretty little girl, Mary.
Laura's a pretty big girl, Daddy. She's a woman. I didn't know what to say when she told me your plans, but apparently Danny and Phyllis had approved of the idea already, so there wasn't much I could do except agree.
From which I take it that you ain't as keen as horseradish about it.
No, not quite, Danny.
I thought I'd get you to say it first. Nothing like knowing the drift of the wind before trimming your sail.
And then you don't approve of it either.
Well, I wasn't shooting blanks when I said that Laura was a pretty girl. She's pretty. And Phyllis is an invalid, and Danny's young.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Young fella in Danny's position is a roving eye, and who's to take issue with nature, which says it's natural?
Well, Danny and Phyllis have been so happy together, even in spite of her being invalid, and I'm always afraid that something might happen to spoil it. That's why I hesitated a little yesterday. Max thinks so much of Phyllis. He wants so much for her to recover. I wouldn't want him to worry about this thing, even a little.
You don't have to tell him about it, do you?
Oh, yes, Daddy. I promised I'd tell him something about everything. Of course, I could tell him about Laura and Danny and
Phyllis. Laura's heart is so gay and full of life, and I'm sure she'll have a fine effect on Phyllis' state of mind, which means so much to her recovery. Yeah, I'm sure she will. When Laura made her generous offer, I was delighted. We're all so happy about it. Gosh, it's just like Mary. Now Phyllis will have regular care, and Danny won't have to worry about her. Mr. Barton went over to see how Laura was getting on in her new job, and then he came over here for a while. He was feeling in fine spirits about it.
I've just been over to see how Laura's doing, Mary. I thought I'd stop in for a moment here.
And how is Laura doing, Mr. Barton?
Let's let Laura alone for a while. I want to talk about you.
Oh, has something happened?
I told you the other day that the mill hands were getting to resent you on account of Max and all that. Well, I thought I'd better check up when you hinted maybe Gerald Proust was making it all up.
Well?
I had a long talk with Bill Brown at the mill. He says it's true, Mary.
The mill hands resent me?
Bill Brown's trying to make him forget it. But he sort of allowed maybe it'd be better if you... Well, what we spoke of yesterday.
You mean better for me to leave town? Mm-hmm. And give up Max's stock in the Sanders interest?
We thought it over. We figured you'd be a lot happier, Mary.
Mr. Barton, I told you that when I became convinced that the town felt that way about it, I'd give up the fight. No matter what it meant to me and Max. I don't want to be the cause of trouble and suffering in Kansas, and if it's going to cause a clash between you and the mill, throw people out of work, why, I...
Well, now, I thought about that, Mary, and I came to the conclusion that if you want to stay and fight it out, then good for you, do it. Only, well, to keep things quiet in town, I'd have to be careful about seeming to support you against the town.
Yes, I see, Mr. Barton.
I'll do whatever I can, but I'm afraid I can't do much from now on. I hope you understand my position.
Of course I do, Mr. Barton. You're kind in seeing a way to let me stay on, because I owe it to Max to stay here, to save his stock and hold it for
you. You know how we all wondered at the time of the trial how the mill people would take it. You know, as the mill goes, so goes Sammy. We were afraid that they'd turn against us. We even thought that Mr. Barton's factory, which is so dependent upon the mill, might suffer if Mr. Barton continued to defend us. And we worried about people being thrown out of work if the factory failed. Yes, that's right, Mary. We sure did worry, didn't we? Well, just as the old saying has it, don't worry, it never happens. The people are as sweet as they can be about the whole thing. And most of them doubt very much that you had a fair trial. They believe in you. Boy, that's a load off my mind. It makes me think everything is really for the best, and that you'll come home in less than a year now, bigger hero in town than ever before. Pass it, sweet girl. Bigger hero in town than ever before. Dr. Benson, as I told you, stopped in around 8 this evening. I fed him some tea and muffins and weak acid. He wasn't very interesting, I'm sorry to say, and I chased him home early, told him to come back when he really had me.
You sure you won't have a cup of tea, John? Take just a minute.
No, no. Nothing besides tea and cake on my mind, Mary. I'm worried. I spoke to Gerald Proust not more than an hour ago. Can't figure out what he's up to now.
He's still angry because I didn't sell out Max's stock in the Sanders interest. And Johnny wouldn't try to hurt you because you're loyal to us.
I don't know, Mary.
But you spoke to him.
Yeah, and he didn't say anything I could put a finger on. Just mentioned Merlin Davis vaguely and made passes in the air and mumbled a little more and told me he wants to talk to me very seriously.
Well, didn't you say why?
No. But Merlin Davis, being a board member for the Sanders interest, a lot of ice for the directors of my clinic.
Oh, Gerald Proust, would he get at it? Or would he?
I wouldn't put anything past Gerald Proust when he wants a thing badly enough. Mary, I'm sure Proust is planning to make some kind of proposition to me. Something like, give up your friendship for Mary Southern, or else. And I won't know for sure until I talk to him.
Oh, you see, darling, how things have quieted down after all the excitement. Things are back to normal, and we've all settled down to wait for the happy day when you'll be coming back to us to take the old town by storm. Laura just called to say that she loves her work and says hello to you. Same Danny, same Phyllis, ditto the twins. Oh, I wish I could see those little guys. Twins. They're sleeping like angels. Take good care of yourself. Get plenty of sunshine during your exercise periods. Don't worry about anything and come back to us happy and safe. The last log just burned out, so good night, sweetheart. Good night. Forever. Mary. Am I glad things are working out so nice for her. But good night, Mary.
Poor Max. If you only knew the truth. If you only knew.